Hello, hey, welcome to a very special episode of, I guess we'll release this as a podcast. I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Nicholas.
Yay, Nicholas. So, we just came out of what movie? What did we just see?
We came out of...
Don't speak with your mouth full. So, for those of you wondering, Nicholas is my son. He's 9.5 years old, and he has a mouthful of gingerbread. I'm going to grab the Starburst candy here. These aren't bad, these Starburst minis. I mean, they cost a fortune because we bought them at the theater. What movie did we just watch?
Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens.
Correct. So, on a two-tier system of like, don't like, what did you think?
Out of a scale?
No, answer my request first. If you're doing just a two-tier system of like versus didn't like, which would you pick? You'd like it? Yeah, I like this as well. That was my second time watching it. It was your first time watching it?
Yeah.
So what more complex rating would you like to give it on a scale?
A scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9.
Wow, really? Mm-hmm. So if you were to compare this to the other Star Wars movies, because you've seen the other Star Wars movies, what would you go? Would you like this one more than others or less than others?
Since it was in 3D, I'd give it more than others.
Really? Because it's the 3D that you like the most?
Yeah, and...
I looked over at you a couple times. You were trying to touch some spaceships.
Yeah, like the Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon, yes.
And the X-Wing Fighters and the TIE Fighter.
Yeah, pretty cool. So... who was your favorite character in this movie?
My favorite character is...
While you're thinking about it, you want to know who my favorite character is?
Who?
My favorite character is Rey. I think she's fantastic.
Mine is Captain... Han Solo. Han Solo.
You like Han Solo? Nice. He's a pretty cool character, isn't he?
And
was he a little too old to be Han Solo, or did you find that he was perfect?
Yeah.
Hmm?
He's still a smuggler.
He's still a smuggler, I know, right? Pretty awesome. Yeah, so for those of you who have not yet seen the movie, you should stop listening right now, because we're going to spoil stuff. For those of you that have seen the movie, keep listening. So, Nicholas, what was your favorite part of this film?
My favorite part was when,
this is riveting.
Finn said to Captain Phasma, "I'm in charge, Phasma. I'm in charge."
That was pretty awesome. He was pretty funny, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite part was noticing something that I missed the first time, which is in the very last scene when Rey finds Luke, and he's up at the top of this hill, and he has his hood over his head, and he's looking quite somber. He's standing next to a gravestone. I missed that the first time. And I'm not just thinking it's a gravestone. I saw it in a couple different shots. There is a very, very, very basic or very, very, very old gravestone sticking out of the ground. I'm thinking, I don't know exactly who that might be, but if Luke went away to find the first ever Jedi temple, maybe that's an old Jedi grave and he had nothing to do with making it or building it. Or if he's been there all alone for a while and he didn't go there alone, he didn't start off there alone, maybe he started off there with his wife, maybe that is a very basic gravestone that he had to build for his dead wife. So that would be pretty cool. I don't know. There's no wife officially. We don't know anything. What did you think about Han Solo dying? Who killed Han Solo?
His son.
Who is Kylo Ren? Is Han Solo's son? What?
Which is actually, and his real name is Ben Solo.
Ben Solo. But he took on the Kylo Ren name when he went to the dark side, probably, right? Yeah. What'd you think of the giant Supreme Leader Snoke? Do you think he's really that big, or is that just the hologram that looks big?
Just the hologram.
I'm pretty sure, too. There was a scene in Empire Strikes Back when the Emperor is talking to Darth Vader, and they made it look like the Emperor was giant as well, even though he's not. So, yeah, it's probably just a hologram projection, which was cool. What did you think about Starkiller Base?
You mean the new Death Star?
Oh! So do you think it was too much like a Death Star? And it was kind of a little bit boring? Or did you find it still very exciting and interesting?
Still really big.
Well, bigger, they say, right?
Yeah. 10 times bigger than the original Death Star.
So are you okay with them doing this whole planet or moon-shaped thing that they have to go destroy? Or did you find that that was kind of lazy and they could have thought of something new?
Well, what I was thinking is that they could block that weapon that they made.
The Starkiller Base?
Yeah. No, the weapon.
Yeah, well, it's inside Starkiller Base.
Yeah.
So I think the whole thing is called the Starkiller. Yeah. So the weapon, the Starkiller weapon, yeah?
Yeah, was generated by the sun. I thought they could have destroyed that weapon. Which would destroy the whole entire thing instead of, like, shooting all at it.
So they could have done what instead? I don't understand.
They could have destroyed... Well, they already de-shield the base.
Yeah.
They could have... Well, they could have went inside and, like, with, Luke's, like, lightsaber.
Yeah.
They could have, like destroyed the weapon.
Uh-huh.
And set bombs everywhere, because I know Han Solo and Chewbacca put bombs everywhere.
Yeah.
Which didn't do much damage, but
the damage did enough. To then let the other people come in and finish the job, right? So, what'd you think of BB-8?
Cool.
What'd you think about Poe Dameron, the X-Wing pilot?
Cool.
Finn?
Cool.
Rey?
Cool.
Kylo Ren?
Cooler.
General Hux?
Not cool.
No? Supreme Leader Snoke?
Ugly, but cool.
What about, what's her name?
Captain Phasma.
Yeah, Captain Phasma?
Cool.
And, I forgot it. Maz Kanata? The short orange one with the cookie glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chewbacca, Han Solo, Leia, what'd you think about seeing them again?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed the movie, first time and second time. I might see it again. We'll see. I think it's my new favorite Star Wars movie.
Mine.
I really, really, really liked it.
Mine is still The Phantom Menace.
You like The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
You know there are a whole bunch of people that really think that that movie is terrible and they hate it.
Why?
I think that they feel it's made for babies. You like it, though?
Yeah.
That's good. You're allowed to like what you like.
It's my second.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you my first?
Oh, I thought that was your first. Is your favorite not Phantom Menace?
No.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
Is
yes.
Revenge of the
Sith. Really?
Yeah, I just watched it.
You just watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
Fresh in your mind. Cool. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say before we sign off and stop podcasting?
Goodbye to whoever listening. What is this? global? Like, everybody in the world?
Everyone in the world can listen to this if they want to.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they have to find it and then download it, but yeah.
How do you say goodbye in Chinese?
I forget.
Portuguese?
Adios.
Adios.
All right.
Japanese?
Sayonara.
Sayonara. And Spanish?
Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Yep. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the podcast.
Au revoir.